Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvitti and my wonderful co-host, Veronica Entwistle. Hi, Ronnie.
Hi, Jackie.
Hi, darling.
You know what? It's nice here.
Oh, good. That's weird here.
Oh, it's really rare for us. We're almost 70 degrees.
Wow. Fabulous.
Hot diggity. Mm-hmm.
Well, tonight we've got a really good show about chakras. Your chakras are changing, and so are your hormones, and God bless everybody. So the spin is increasing. We've got winds and tornadoes in the chakras, and you are Earth, and Earth is you, and big activities in the chakras reflective of what's happening on Earth. So it's really going to be a fascinating show tonight. There's so much that's come through this week that I'm out there. I'm grounded, but I'm in absolute awe, and it takes a lot to really rock me back on my heels, but I'm there. So, with no further ado, our show dedication is to the fairy realm, the nature and earth spirits, the animal kingdom, the elementals, and the angelic realms, and earth. I want to thank all of them. They're amazing, they're powerful, and they are making their presence known in ways that I am in awe. I'm beyond awe. I'm careful everywhere I walk at the moment. They're up in arms. So the Scorpio full moon, did you feel that, Ronnie?
Yes, I liked it, actually, but it was intense, yeah?
It was very intense. So for those of you who had amazingly bizarre, in some ways they could have been pretty rough dreams the night before the full moon, just know that you haven't lost it. You're not terrible or bad. But it went really deep into subconscious stuff, and it was very intense.
You know what's interesting is I'm not a good sleeper, and I slept like the dead, so I guess I went pretty deep.
Oh, yes. We all went very deep. It was very intense. This has been a real interesting week, and we're in the midst of exponential shift again, and I mean, I'm just so blown away, I don't even know where to start, but I guess I'll start at the beginning. The chakras, they've been showing me this week the chakras in ways I've never seen them before. And going into the caves, which is what we do, we work in the caves, which are the chakras. It's metaphoric, but it's very real. And there's like these tornadoes in there. And the colors are unbelievable. But the energy in these chakras is like, oh my God. So they were explaining to me that what's going on in the chakras is reflective of what's going on Earth. And, you know, and again, showing me that we are Earth, Earth is us. And so in essence, we cannot be separate. And so all of these bizarre weather patterns, you know, good for you, Ronnie. You're at 70 degrees. God bless you. Okay.
What are you at, 80?
No, I'm in Las Vegas. I had socks on yesterday.
Oh, you're
and the
kidding.
Heater's running.
Oh, my.
Never happened here this time of year. Right now, it's hugely overcast. I mean, I'm actually able to walk outside. But
that's pretty rare there, too, isn't it, the overcast?
Horribly overcast. Unbelievable winds. We have had incredible winds, nonstop. Now, tonight we've got a real, you know, kind of a hush going on. The dogs are going absolutely cuckoo because the place fills up before a show. So everything starts coming in, and they just go right out of their minds. And it starts about an hour before the show. At any rate, the hormones, and this is what I'm really just like, what? And do you monitor your hormones at all?
Sometimes I don't even know if I have any.
Okay.
No, well, I don't really monitor them, and I should do, because I think I get wild swings.
Oh, okay. I go to a homeopathic MD, which, you know, was part of my whole balancing act. And he's had me on hormone replacement therapy because the team has been very, very clear that they can, you know, when we first started out, they were making adjustments and people's hair was going back to original color, you know, and they were growing bigger bosoms and, you know, starting to menstruate again. And, you know, it was a zoo. So we had a real, you know, this was like, okay, great idea, theoretically wonderful, not very good in practice, you know. So I had been on hormone replacement therapy, and I, at one point, the doctor said, well, you've got to double up. And I said, you've got to be kidding me. You know, me? And he was like, oh, yeah. So I doubled up, and then, you know, I am not small-chested anyway, but I, you know, I was like a pool float. So this has been all over the map. And, I mean, I take them, then I have to stop them because it's just cuckoo. And I can feel my own hormones kicking in, okay? And my own hormones are now kicking in and trying to run the show. And I don't even know what to take anymore. I have to test, and I really want to caution everybody out there, test your supplements, everybody, because we're going through such dramatic changes right now that the amounts and types of supplements that you're used to taking, okay, because we all tend to get into a routine because we're all kind of spread out so thin right now doing so much, but you really, really need to test everything every day. And I'm finding, and maybe, you know, I'd love to tell you, well, it's just me. I know better. I mean, I monitor my daughter and, you know, my grandchildren, clients, and so on, and I can see where people's hormones are all over the map. So, at any rate, I throw that cautionary out because, again, this really, to me, is very reflective of the earth and the birthing in a huge way of the feminine. Now, Celia Fenn just came out with a thing about the birthing of the divine masculine and the compassionate masculine with the Buddha full moon, you know, the Wesak moon. And I did feel a huge wave of compassion come through with that. There is no question. But I really want everybody to pay attention whatever you do in terms of your chakras, those of you that have worked with us, I would say 99% of you have done the chakra activation technique with the team. You have it recorded somewhere. If you're not doing it on a regular basis, I really recommend, I said this last week, get the tape back out and start doing it. With these two eclipses coming in, you really need to get your chakras under control because they're like all over the place. And even when I look at people, I'm like, whoa. So, you know, and I'm not trying to scare anybody. That's not it at all. But we know that we're going through massive changes right now. A lot of trouble spots where there's trouble spots with the birthing of the new earth, these can show up in our chakras, in correlating chakras. Many people I'm seeing going through a lot of second chakra stuff, which is not unusual. We both know this. Second chakra is, you know, that's the ride that never stops.
It sure is pivotal right now, isn't it? Yes.
Oh, Lord, I almost did the show on the second chakra alone, because it's so much going on, but there's so much that's come in this week that I just felt like we needed to cover a lot of territory. Second chakra, third chakra, really big stuff, heart and throat. And at one point over this last, probably since Thursday, I've had this, what I thought was just dropping in over me, that wrapped across my shoulders, across my chest, down my back, around my ribs. Unbelievable. I mean, literally,
unbelievably painful. And it would just, I could feel it come in, and I was like, oh, my Lord. And, you know, I lift weights. I'm, you know, I'm strong. But this was absolutely crushing. And finally they showed me that I had this damn device on me, and I don't know if you can see it, Veronica, but when they showed it to me, I was, like, blown away. I mean, it's not the most attractive thing, but it has, like, epaulets, and it has a cross that goes across my chest, across my back, wraps around my ribs, and finally, my chiropractor was able to see it, because I said, really take a look at this so that I'm absolutely certain I haven't lost my mind. And he said, no, no, it's there. They're just trying to smooth things out a little more. And I said, well, so hurry up. I said, this will absolutely make sure that I keep my clothes on. Either that or I won't date anybody who's psychic. You know?
Or only people that are psychic.
Well, one or the other. I mean, I don't know. It's a little intimidating to be with somebody who has built-in epaulets. Also, I want to remind people, if you haven't worked in your chakras for a while and you decide to go into the crown, be very careful. Because your crown right now, the energies are so intense that a little goes a long way. And I really don't want to see anybody completely fried with their hair standing on end. you know, I mean, everybody's kind of feeling lots of activity in their crown anyway. But if you're working in the chakras, if you go into these chakras, You may get the ride of your life. I'm just kind of preparing you. Navel chakra, very active. Really, really, really active. You know, lots of throat stuff. Boy, am I seeing a ton. Are you seeing a lot of throat stuff?
Yes,
Veronica?
Indeed. Tons of it, yeah. And
okay.
The belly area is really split in some people. I'm finding it really quite a lot, yeah. In fact, I think I'm not very creative because I'm going, belly, oh. You know, you like a little more variety, right?
It's, you know, it's been a really interesting time. That's all I can say.
Well, it certainly isn't a time to maintain security with your old identity.
Oh, no. Oh, absolutely no. And anybody who's trying to do that, God bless you and good luck.
That's right.
Let me know how that's working for you. Lots of spontaneous aches, pain, pinpricks, stabs, you know, these bizarre little things that pop up here and there, and you could be sitting there talking to somebody and all of a sudden, know that you're not dying. You know, even though
that's really interesting because I haven't thought about that a lot, but I've been getting that a lot, like funny little like needle stabs in various parts of the body. I always think I'm psychic and God knows what it means, you know.
Oh, no. This is just, it's opening, and clearing. We've had a lot of stuff. You know, this has not been an easy ride, everybody, and I love you all and I honor you all for being on the ride at all. Now, if you have something that really persists, please don't be like me. Go to the doctor, okay? If there is something that is really, really persistent and you're worried about it, go. And this really is a consciousness issue. If you are in fear and you're not getting it treated or looked at, okay, it can really throw you into a whole nother problem. And so it's really a good idea. If your consciousness is strong enough, and again, this is not a test that says, hey, I know what this is. I know it's energy. I'm fine. You know, I've told lots of people, go in and get this check, get that check. And they do, and they find out that no doctor can find anything. And, you know, but I'm not going to be the one to say, oh, well, don't be silly, don't go to a doctor, you're fine, because that really would be irresponsible. And I'm sure you go through the same thing, Veronica. It's like, yeah, we can see stuff, but that doesn't mean that there may not be a problem there. And if people's consciousness isn't, and again, this is not an indictment on their consciousness. It just says, if you're running fear, go do something about it.
Right.
So that you can get rid of the fear so you can move forward.
What if you're afraid of the doctor?
Then you really need to do you need to do some of your own work and ask for guidance. Don't be like me. I just went to whoever I could get in and out and get back to work. That's my fault. And trust me, use discernment with doctors. And that also my fault. Don't go for the cute ones.
Don't go for the what?
The cute ones. and actually, this is a very interesting thing. I where I had all my problems, this doctor was is from Russia and carried a lot of that energy. And in my work, I wouldn't have thought twice. I would have known instantly. But interestingly enough, running out to go take care of a problem, I didn't take care of myself. That's, you know, I can't blame anybody but me on this. The animal kingdom. I know that everybody listening, my guess is that you all love animals. I don't know how you can be in your growth and do the work that we do and not love them. I it would be beyond me. Animals unravel me, always have. And especially since my little dog Millie died, and Millie worked and made her transition. She worked here in the healing room when I did a lot of sessions in the house. I don't do them in here anymore. And this was her domain. We had a little dog make a transition the other day who lived on a farm in England. And this dog was 18 years. I mean, she had some age on her. She was 18. The impact that she made on everyone through her transition was so incredibly beautiful. The heart opening that I was able to see was unbelievable. And what was so amazing to me is that the people asked, you know, could the team check in on her and so on. And she was there, and her frustration was that nobody could see her. But she could jump up on the bed, which she hadn't been able to do in years. And she was just having a wonderful time because she was pain-free. You know, she was strong and healthy, and it was just so incredibly beautiful. There have been a lot of animal stories this week. And very moving for me. But seeing people connect at levels that I've never seen before with the animals has been absolutely beautiful. Seeing a lot of animals in the tunnels and the caves, that's been emotional as well for people. In fact, the entire animal kingdom has been showing up. We really, you know, I've always believed that the animal kingdom would make their presence known in a way, because I've known for a long time they help hold our energy on the planet. They serve us in ways that they've never really been appreciated for. I think a lot of people do understand that, but there are a lot that certainly that do not. So just to make this week more interesting, I have clients that have a big presence in Africa, and they've been having huge problems there with the most bizarre things happening that could be imagined, to the point where the only port in this particular state in Africa to move anything in out of the state, a ship came in filled with some bags of cement and sunk in the port. And, of course, water hits cement. That's it. Very shallow port. The port had to close. So nothing could get out of this state in Africa. This particular state had not been opened up to logging for a long time because of all the warlords and so on. And my particular client, who is a logger in Africa, is a conscious being on every level and has built a hospital in Africa for children I mean, an incredible hospital, you know, where there is no hospital for states in every direction. Tried to take over an animal reserve to be absolutely certain and bring it up to the level it should have been to help protect the animals. And, you know, out of his pocket was willing to do all these wonderful things in these different places in Africa, not asking for anything in return. I mean, this is an extraordinary being. And he could not make anything happen. When the ship sank, that meant that nothing could move out of the state. And they were, at this point, they were going to walk away from millions and millions and millions of dollars in equipment and buildings and roads and everything that they built. So I said, something's very, very wrong, because this is an incredible being. And I understand what goes on in Africa more than I would care to, unfortunately. But the government's there, and I have to be careful what I say on the air, but there's a lot that goes on in Africa that you would not probably assume. And as we've seen with many countries, you know, you send money, you send food and so on, and very little of it ever gets to where it needs to go. At any rate, so I asked the team what we could do, and I do with them, I do remote sessions. I asked what we could do, and so we agreed on setting a grid, that I would have permission to set a grid, a crystalline grid, and to tie into various crystals on and off planet. To set up levels of protection for the force, and to open up the levels of integrity, etc. And so I had a map of this particular place and was setting the grids. And I sat down, and the team made me go forward. They wanted me out front on this, which was a little scary for me, because I didn't know what I was going to encounter. And I'm not afraid of anything, but for whatever reason, this felt very, very strange. I could not get a handle on this one, Veronica, at all. When I got there, my shock was that it was the fairy realm, the earth spirits, the devic realm, the elementals, and the earth herself that were so angry about what was going on and absolutely refused to let anything move into or out. They could move it into the country, they couldn't move it out. I have never seen this before anywhere, but they literally had moved to a level, and this is what we're going to start seeing in different places. We've seen remnants of it, but we're going to see more of it. I literally had to meet and bring the light body of this man, because at the time I did this, he was in his dream state. Bring him with me, introduce him, plead my case, promise his integrity, and ask them what they wanted. And what they wanted was honor, respect. In a way, a form of ritual, and they literally wanted him to come out every day or night and tell them what his next move would be, so that all the realms, including the animal realms, could then make their movements without being treated with disrespect. There had to be a promise of replanting and a plan. I mean, this was so detailed. This was not, I mean, it was so well thought out. And I was operating in realms that I'm used to ETs. That's no big deal. But these are earth realms. And that was yesterday afternoon. This morning, I called his wife in another country. Before I could tell her what happened, she told me that he had met with a queen this morning of that state, that he woke up in the morning and he knew internally he had to go right to the Queen, and he did, because he was ready to pull out of the country. I then told her what happened here, and she said, what do they want him to do? And I told her, and she said, he will do it. You know how he feels. You know the integrity he has. And I said, yes, but he has to do it. And if he does, everything will move. It was the most extraordinary experience I've ever had, and I share this with everybody, not to make me great, please. This is not about that. But for those of you that are working with the maps, with the crystals, that are, you know, inclined to set up grids of healing and whatever, this is our time now. This is what we came to do. Everybody is going to be led to do it their way. I'm not here to tell you how to do it. I am here to tell you that whatever you do, do it with the greatest of integrity and get your ego out of the way and come from your heart. And know, call in your higher self, your guides, whoever you work with, beings on the other realms, you know, the ETs if you're so inclined, but do this with the greatest of integrity. This is big stuff. When I set up the grid in the healing room, I had to leave the room because literally it was swirling and gurgling and churning in here. And I'm like, holy crap, what have I done? Amazing stuff. And I really believe this is where we're going now. This is the magic we've waited to use. And it's the magic that everybody has. But it has to be done out of honor and respect. And these realms, I mean, I went out in my yard tonight, went to the far corner just to look back into the yard. And because I'm figuring if I pissed off the fairy realm in Africa, I'm going to hear about it here. I'll wake up with palm trees in the pool or some horrible thing, you know, or the plague in the backyard. I've got knows what. What I want to say to everybody is please do not underestimate the power of any of these realms. I really, you know, I'm very seldom speechless. You know that, Veronica, but I really have a hard time even talking about this because I realize that this is it's an honor to have access, and we have it if we so intend. I don't know that we always think about it. I was kind of forced into this because I saw that I could get no guidance. I absolutely did not know what to do, and in this particular state in Africa, there is no information to speak of. And regardless, I couldn't even get anything from the team. I just was getting no guidance other than I had to, you know, I could do the grid work, I could work with the crystals and the map and the, you know, and anchor it in through crystals on different planets and those that some of the big planets here on Earth. But I have to tell you, never expected this one. And with all that's going on the Earth, this is the time. I know many of you have experienced incredible things with the fairy realms, especially in the Earth spirits, while you were placing crystals for the opening of Stargate. But it's, you know, the veils, as they're thinning now, it's just like, oh my God. And I felt like this whole thing came together between the chakras and all the different realms and the Earth, everything kind of coming together in 1 week. And I've been working around the clock this week. I am just not intentionally ended up doing so many sessions, so I've really been out there anyway. But I'm very, very grounded, which I'm really surprised. I think it was absolute stark fear yesterday doing this work and realizing that if I was wrong, the price was going to be really big. So, are you Are you encountering any of these kinds of things, Veronica? Because I know you're out there all the time, too.
I've been more, well, not quite like that, but I have been, I'm not doing the fairy realm, so to speak, but I'm doing a lot of television preparation, and I think I'm kind of preoccupied with that. And certainly helping myself and other people move beyond the third dimension, because there's so much going on the planet.
Oh.
Freaking everybody out, yeah.
So what you're encountering is a lot of, when you say freaking everybody out, what is hitting people right now?
I think it's a complete rewrite of security, whatever that means to people. And really, I think releasing oneself from the way the world is supposed to be going and watching as some of the systems crumble, and how can people remain sort of strong but also move inside to become the next level of themselves. That's kind of what we're working on.
You know, this reminds me, and I did a session with someone today, and we've actually done shows on this, You Are Your Own Universe, and I know Bashar, you know, has mentioned this before as well, and but she was trying to see how she could fit into this and that and the other thing, and her guides dropped in, You Are Your Own Universe, you know, this is, stop trying to fit into everybody else's universe and fit into your own. And I really love that, because what I'm seeing, and I, you know, my son is really a fascination for me to watch, is that his life is springing up out of, I mean, we're in the worst economy almost in the country, certainly for real estate and unemployment. And he's in, of all things, real estate. And he is so busy that I told him last night, you need to hire an assistant. And he has all of these special programs that love him, that are working with him to help people get into homes. So all the financing is there, all the clients are there, all of the, everything he needs is there. And he's actually pulling in one new client every day. That's how fast it's coming to him. And he's actually been sending some clients back because he doesn't feel that he can serve everybody to the level that he wants to.
Wow.
And I'm fascinated because it goes totally against what we're reading and what we're seeing and what I'm hearing from all the people. Of course, I've been in real estate all my life. And I see how people are struggling and so on. And one of my son's closest friends, they're doing a reality show on him. And I guess my son's going to be in that as well, on real estate. And he's a prince, which is so cute. And a crazy prince, but a prince nonetheless. And so... it's really fascinating to see his, I mean, and he'll, if I were to make any kind of a negative comment whatsoever about anything he calls me on, and when I say negative, you know, we were talking about the voting for American Idol last night, and he called me on it, and he said, how can you even think that America can't this and that? I'm like, oh, all right, never mind, sorry. But I'm just seeing his life, so... He is a perfect example of being in his own universe. He's not driven by the money. He doesn't care. He doesn't even have a bed. I can't get him to go buy a bed. And I've seen him spring from making almost nothing to just unbelievable growth in his industry. It's just, and having been in it all my life, had my own company for 11 and a half years. I had 45 salespeople with my ex-husband. So I'm certainly much more in touch with real estate than most people. And yet looking at this economy and listening to all the people who are in real estate who are just struggling so horribly. So again, being in our own universe, and no matter, all of our old belief structures have really fallen away. about retirement and about, you know, everything that we believed was going to be there is changing. And I agree with you. And anything we can do to help people, and certainly for all of you that are listening out there.
Does the team, do their jobs change too?
Do their jobs change? I don't, you know, all I can say to you as far as the team is concerned, that there are so many different beings coming in. I won't say that their jobs change. I will just say that it keeps expanding.
Right.
And they're very excited about all of you and all the work you've all done to be ready to move into place, which is what you're doing now, to be the change agents that that this planet needs. So worrying about what has been doesn't serve us right now. It only holds us back into the past. But to create the new world, the new earth, our own being, our own universe, and knowing that no matter what's going on around us, we can have a totally different experience. It still comes back to that. A totally different experience. And if I wasn't watching it around me, and my son reminded me last night, I hate it when you're right. And I said, never mind. But it is possible for all of us. So it is unsettling. And if you're watching the news and you're, you know, listening to CNN or watching CNN and listening to the news and, you know, KNPR, and, you know, it can be disturbing. There is no question about it. But it's your choice whether to make it exciting or disturbing. Because for everything that's crumbling, new things are being birthed. There are new people coming up out of that with amazing new ideas, innovations, all kinds of new jobs being born that have never existed before.
And putting their heads together as well.
Absolutely. Working in community, working with ideas. Young people going out there and making huge differences. Huge differences. People are stepping forward. And our youth, I mean, they're amazing, all of them.
They really are, aren't they?
Unbelievable. Okay, let me go into channel items. Kind of talked my way through this tonight. I didn't mean to. I just felt that this was really kind of a wonderful thing to share. And
thank you.
All right. Well, the two of you have a lot to talk about, don't you?
Yes.
All right. Lots of change, everyone. We know that these times are unsettling, but you get to decide whether they're exciting and wonderful or scary. It's your choice. Now, if you're looking for reason and logic in terms of what you're wanting to create, throw it out the window. Because what you're really saying is that you don't have the power to be a reality creator, and you're always a reality creator. Every one of you. All the time. Compassionate detachment, compassionate detachment. We cannot say this enough. You get to choose the reality that you're going to experience. And that choice, the temptation is, oh, but look at the interest rates. Look at this. Look at the banking. Look at that. Oh, yes, we know. But do you want that in your reality? Or do you want to create magic and beauty and wonder? That is your choice. You see, now more than ever before, it's time to be the magical beings that you really are. And it's time to believe in yourself. Now, there are lots of tools out there for reality creation. And we recommend that you get them out, dust them off, and trust that you're powerful enough to create the reality that you want. And Veronica, you're a wonderful example of this with your television desires.
Thank you.
All right? Nothing has deterred you from going for what it is you want to create.
Thank you.
And you've held that vision in spite of what anyone or anything else has had to say. And you've also attracted people to you who support and love you and encourage you and advise you.
Yes.
You see, that's elegant creating. That's elegant creating.
And people who are having fun with it.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And they can have fun. Why? Because you're in the middle of creation.
Yeah.
You're in the middle of magic, and everybody gets to feel it and taste it and take some with them. Not your magic, but to trigger and activate their own. Well, if she can do it, I can create my magic. It gives them permission, you see.
And they're all bringing in their own talents as well.
That's right.
And
that's right. And expanding them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, your earth is creating its magic as well. It's taking its power as well. And so, are you going to encounter these realms? Are you going to think twice about looking at animals and wondering what's really going on there? We hope so.
Mm-hmm.
We hope so. See, part of the shift in consciousness that's taking place is paying attention to everything that you may have missed before. Now, you can pay attention to all the negative things, or you can start connecting with the beauty, with the wonder, with the magic, with the different realms, and they will help you, by the way. Do not underestimate the power of these realms. That, we promise you, is a mistake. And the earth, the same. They know. Who cares? For those of you who tend your gardens and your flowers, and we know you do this, Veronica, and many of you listening do this, who love the earth and love everything on and in and around, you can feel it in your own lives. You can feel a certain level of magic, of support, of beauty. And you get to choose. Do I want to stay in this box over here of all these really structured beliefs that are based on what you see on your television sets? Or do you want to step outside of all of that and trust that you can create abundance, joy, love, beauty, wonder? Because you can. This is where the rubber meets the road, everyone. This is it. We know that many of you are experiencing discomfort. We understand that. But you're doing beautifully. We watch you. We know. You're paying attention. And Veronica, as you know, when you're in your creativity, when you're in the joy of creating, whether you're creating something in your own life or creating some new thing that you want to do, your television, whatever, whether you're creating a new house, a car, a job, or just a better income, whatever it may be, when you're in the midst of that creation, everything else lights up.
That's right.
Everything else gets better. It's amplified. It raises in frequency as you do. If you're down in the dumps and worried and depressed, your reality is going to reflect it, we promise you. Be proactive, everyone. And recognize that you are not a victim on this planet. Take responsibility for your reality creation, whatever it may be, the good, the bad, the ugly. But take responsibility. When you do, you can change it. But if you're pointing the fingers out there at all those that you think are doing it, whatever it may be, you're taking away from the very thing you want to do, which is to create a magnificent, beautiful, exciting, magical life. Because you're the example. And the earth needs you. This is what you came to do. And you're all powerful beyond measure. Even if you're hiding in a closet somewhere, we know better. There is no limit. There is no limit. And we want to say this to you. Know that whatever it is you're wanting to create, it could become something even greater. It could come to you in a bigger, better form. Pay attention to where you put your energy. Buying into the fear and who's wrong and who's doing what is not going to get you there. You're the one that's in charge of your consciousness. No one else. And quantum physics has proven your reality spins out of your mind and manifests in front of you. It's not solid, people. Oh, there are collective agreements and things that you're seeing, yes. But you can create outside of all of that. And people are experiencing incredible magic and wonder everywhere. And you can too. We have tremendous faith in you. Tremendous faith. Flow. And we want to talk about flow for a moment. Energy is energy is energy. Money is energy. Nothing more, nothing less. Just energy. You've been taught on your planet to deal with limits. This is what you make, this is what you have, this is what you save, this is when you retire. Everything all plotted out in little boxes or on lines that are written out. My retirement plan, you know, my investment plan, my IRA or whatever you've got. It's only paper. Energy is energy is energy. Keep flowing the energy, people. when things aren't working, do something else. When things aren't coming together, go do something. You know, this is something that Abraham has talked about for years. All right? Pet the cat. Abraham has always said, pet the cat. Things aren't working and it makes you feel good, pet the cat. And we would say, yes, do something that makes you feel good when things aren't coming together. If things aren't working, do something that excites you. Veronica, you do that with your show, and people do it with different things. Raise your frequency. Raise your resonance. And watch things that have been stuck start to move and flow and shift and change. Worry is not going to get anybody anywhere. Ooh, we can't even begin to tell you how much that's going to constrict what you're trying to do and create. But your joy, finding a way to laugh, to enjoy each other, different forms of camaraderie. Doing something that makes you happy, that gets you in touch with magic or wonder or joy or humor. This has been going on for a long time on your planet. This is nothing new. But it's going to be more and more important than it's ever been. And your bodies are going to respond immediately. And so will the flow of abundance. Don't lock it down. Don't box it in. I only have this. What about if I don't get this or that happens? You're creating. The moment you put your energy there, you're literally ushering in those negative outcomes. It's energy, people. Welcome the energy in. Welcome the flow in. Welcome new ideas in. No, if they pop in, you'll get the way to make it happen. Some of you get these wonderful ideas and discount them because you don't see how to make it happen. Oh, that's a pipe dream. It can't ever. Yes, you can. It wouldn't be popping in. Your higher self wouldn't be dropping it in. And there's going to be lots of that happening. New ideas just popping in. Wow, never thought of that. So many opportunities for all of you. Veronica, talk about your show, dear.
Yeah, I don't really even know who's coming on next week. I've been, things are discombobulated. I don't know. Things keep changing. So 8 o'clock next Tuesday, there will be a paradigm shifter on. It'll be either a rerun or someone new. We haven't found the right situation yet.
You're flowing energy, aren't you?
I sure am, and things are changing all the time. We keep hearing that, and I'm trying to keep a sense of humor. Always something happens. Always something is created just about at the last minute, you know?
And trusting that is so important, isn't it?
And sometimes those are the best shows, you know that?
Exactly.
It's kind of fun, isn't it?
It is wonderful, and it is the new way of being, Veronica.
Yeah, it's kind of surfing.
There you go. That's a good one. Surfing reality.
Without getting wet.
Well, you might get wet once in a while. That's all right.
And then 7 o'clock Thursday will be Radiance by Design. And we're really getting down and dirty with taking conscious effort to change our frequencies, which is what you're talking about, too. So that'll be next Thursday. Thank you.
Wonderful. We thank you for all the good work that you do. We thank all of you for all the work that you're doing. Many of you working behind the scenes, not sharing necessarily all that you're doing, but with great intentions, with heart. And we love you and we thank you for having the courage to step forward. Many of you against a lot of odds. And you've gotten where you are today against a lot of odds. But you stayed with it. and you're going to start seeing amazing results because you did stick with it. We're counting on you. And whether you know it or not, you're counting on each other. Mm. We'd love to work with you tonight in the dream state. New ideas. New ways of being, waking up tomorrow. Realizing that that unsolvable problem looks totally different. That what's got you all flubbed up over here, oh, is really no big deal. I can see it now. It's clear. It was so simple. How did I miss it? Bringing in new ways, new ideas, new energy to help and assist all of you. You tell us when you go to sleep tonight what it is. Something that you're working on that you need to change, want to change, choose to change, choose to create differently. And it would be our joy to work with you, to help you to create on a higher level, a new way. And we're going to bring lots of different beings with us. New energy for all of you. We love you so, everyone. And it is always, always a joy to be with you, to share with you in this way. We thank you. Veronica,
thank
we
you.
Love you very much, dear one. We love all of you.
Thank you.
And until we speak with you again in this format, and until tonight, namaste.
Namaste. Thank you so much.
Okay, it's officially 6 hours in channel today.
Come down, come down.
Are we still on?
Yes.
Okay, good night, everybody. We love you. Remember that we're really all one, and it's just a thrill to be with everybody. I love you so much. I love you, Ronnie.
Mm-hmm.
Love you, Bobby. Love you, Seth. Good night, everybody.
Good night.